The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 681.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a 19-year-old student who does latte art as a hobby, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Daphne Tan. Daphne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, I'm Daphne. I'm from Singapore, and I do latte art as a hobby.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Daphne, what's your cultural background?
I'm actually Chinese, but I'm from Singapore.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is actually a quote by my father. He constantly reminds us that greatness comes not from what you have, but what you do with what you have. And I think it's a really good reminder to all that self-confidence shouldn't be derived from like the number of accolades that you have on paper, but the meaning and the quality of them to you.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is quite difficult for me to define. Everybody has their own definition. But I think it's not just about recognizing your strengths, but it also comes from acknowledging and accepting your flaws.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree. I mean, you know, I think it's hard for women, especially Asian women, to acknowledge their flaws or to even embrace it because of the way we've been brought up. Because, you know, it's like if we are flawed, something's wrong with us. But really, that's a part of who we are, and we should embrace it, acknowledge it, and realize that it's there for a reason, and learn to love it as well, right? Because to love ourselves is to love the good, bad, and the ugly. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before you're discovering self-confidence?
Yeah, okay, because I'm a student, I think a lot of stereotypical ideals were like prevalent in my school. So I fell into a spiral of like self-deprecation because I felt like I was struggling academically and I felt a little inferior to my peers. A lot of my friends can actually tell you how I always kept putting myself down even though they didn't feel like I should. Yeah, so at that point in time, we're all studying for the A-level examinations, which are a really like one of the biggest, actually the biggest exams in school, and just doing well academically seemed to be the most important thing at the time. So the fact that I wasn't matching up, I felt really dejected most of the time. And it also made me kind of retreat from socializing because I was just immersing myself in work. Yeah, so that was my life before the discovery of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, it's Most Asian kids, pressure from school is really like crazy. I know I went to high school in the Philippines, and you know, the curriculum that I was in was just insane, right? It was just like nonstop studying. Yeah, it's intense. It's nonstop studying. I've memorized so many things that I don't even remember anymore. And like, you know, we strive for this grade to please everyone else, and the pressure can be crazy, right? I mean, we've seen articles where students like commit suicide because of the pressures of school, or they have like mental breakdowns, right? Because people don't realize how crazy the pressure can get sometimes, right? So I mean, I can totally understand. And you know, but what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were confident enough to be who you are? Especially, you know, I like how you mentioned like you do latte art as a hobby, but I've seen your latte art on Instagram, and I mean, they're amazing. I mean, for me, like, that's your hobby. I think they're awesome, right? I mean, like, what made you get into that? Like, what was that aha moment when you started building that confidence?
I think that the pressures of school were mostly self-induced. So I think that latte art served as an escape for me, and it's kind of started pretty randomly. So before latte art, I was doing food photography, and it was only through this gourmet coffee appreciation workshop where I was very inspired by how they made the 2D free pour latte art. and I wanted to learn how to do it on my own. So I went home and I experimented in the kitchen and I found this hobby. And basically, it gained a little bit of traction at the beginning, but then in late 2017, it went viral. So I think my aha moment was kind of a combination of two factors. So firstly, when my latte art hobby went viral, I had to face this brand new world because media requests came in. Companies wanted to work with me as well. And as a 17-year-old student with no prior experience in the working world, I had to negotiate with companies on my own. And I still remember the time where after school, I had a meeting with one of my clients and I had to change out of my school uniform, quickly go to their office. And this was my first meeting. And I walked into the boardroom alone. And I remember they were sitting across from the table from me. And I felt so nervous because I had to market myself to them and attempt to negotiate. Yeah, so I think that was that moment I realized that, hey, this has turned into something very special. I'm having these experiences that are very different from the path of a stereotypical student. And I was exposed to so many opportunities and been able to stretch myself in different ways. So I don't think it was like a single moment in time, but that was the point where I started gaining a bit more self-confidence, because when you market yourself to people, you have to exude a bit of this, like, hey, I have all these things and I hope we can work together, that kind of thing. Yes. Besides that, in fact, it was actually the fact that I felt inferior. It made me kind of retreat, and I engaged in a lot of introspection during the time as well. So that also helped me a lot. And yeah, so it wasn't really a single moment, but a combination of like introspection and also this hobby that worked hand in hand.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think your story is amazing. Like, I can only imagine, you know, being 17 and going into a board meeting for the first time, and I would probably fumble along the way, or I would be so nervous, sweaty palms, butterflies in my stomach, but you pulled it off, right? And you mentioned no prior experience. It was just your hobby of latte art, which to me, like, based on your Instagram account, it does not look like a hobby. I mean, I think they look amazing, you know, but you've turned, like you mentioned, you've turned this into something special, and all because you just decided to do it with no expectations, right? For you, it was just an escape, but then for other people, they saw something bigger than that. And, you know, it's just like, it just goes to show what you can do when you just put yourself out there, right? And I think that's great. And, you know, because of those realizations, what's your life been like now?
I think I'm still at a stage where I'm discovering myself because I'm still quite young. But I feel like I've just begun this journey of gaining the self-confidence that I hope to achieve. But it's definitely been off to a very good start. And I feel a lot more comfortable in my own skin, a lot happier and at peace. I think like a lot of my friends in school can see the change in the person I am today and the person they met at the beginning, and they have expressed this to me, and I feel really happy about it.
Awesome. I definitely think you're off to a very good start. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people still don't feel comfortable in their own skin, you know, and that's in their like 40s and 50s. But, you know, it's never too late. It's never too early. I mean, we are all on our own journey for a reason. And, you know, I think that's great that you've been able to go out there and realize your worth and what you're capable of. And, you know, your friends can see the positive change as well. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you'd give to her?
Yeah, so if I could return to my favorite self-confidence quote, which is that greatness comes not from what you have, but what you do with what you have. I think that self-confidence comes from acknowledging your strengths and seeing what you can do with it. It's not about when you do things, it's not just about how they make you feel, but whether they make you feel good about yourself. So I think there's a difference between the two. I think I've been very lucky in a sense that I've grown up in an environment which reinforces this feel good about yourself. So all the activities I choose to engage in is always targeted towards that. I think it's also another piece of advice would be just not being afraid to deviate from a path, or like deviating from the status quo. Because for me at that time, I think spending 4 hours in the kitchen on weekends didn't really fit into like a stereotypical student who was supposed to be studying. And I'm really glad that my parents were okay with me just fumbling around in the kitchen. But yeah, just don't be afraid to deviate from the path. I think that's the best advice I could give.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree. I mean, you know, especially being brought up in an Asian household, we've been programmed to take that one path that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation. But we have to realize sometimes that path doesn't work for us. And, you know, there's so many other paths that we can take. And, you know, we could be that person to start that new path and realize there's always something out there that we can, you know, maybe do better or do something that makes us happy and be our true selves. So thanks for sharing those tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your cool latte art, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can follow me on Instagram at periperiping, that is periperiping.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Daphne, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Daphne's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Daphne today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Daphne.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.